Vidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael b'forach. That the Bnei Mitzrayim may Klai Yisrael work b'forach hard labor. What does b'forach mean? Rebbe Lozu Weimah b'terach, with a soft lotion. So Rashi says, Mishkan b'dvorim u'b'schar ratshir gilu l'avoidah. They first thought to talk to them nicely, like work and we'll pay you for it. And once they got used to working, then later they stopped paying them. That's called b'terach, with a nice lotion. Nice way of talking, they started them off. Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni Yoma Bepricha. No, Rashi b'shivron aguf. They broke their body to make them work very hard. And vayimoru es chayim. They bitted their life. They avoided the kosh with hard work. The chayim of uveinim with the cement and with the bricks. Omar Rava b'tchila b'chayim. At the beginning was b'chayimer uveinim with bricks. Ulibsoif uvechol avoyd b'sada. At the end they made them do even harder work. As kol avoyd doisem asher ovdu v'em beforach. All the work they did was very hard. Amr Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Rav Yonasan. What does that mean? Shoyim achlifin meleches anoshim lenoshim. They changed around and they made the men do the ladies' work. Or meleches noshim lenoshim. And they did the men's work the ladies had to do. And the ladies' work they gave it to the men. That's called avodas perach. If you change around to give you a different type of a work, that's called avodas perach. So l'man diyom anami, hosam a perach. Even if you want to learn the first avodas perach means the perach is spoke to them nicely, but pshita the second one means avada pefricha, that they made him work very hard. Dorosh Rav Avira bischa noshim tzidkonius, for the reward of the noshim tzidkonius shohoyu b'yosi ador, was at that time nigalu yisomi Mitzrayim. That's why Klayasa went out of Mitzrayim. What was the tzidkonius there? What did the noshim do? B'shor shohol chois lishav mayim. When the ladies used to go out to fetch water, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmim lehem dogim ketanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put small fish, b'kadeim, in their buckets. For shu'eves, and they would fetch the water, mach tzomayim u'mach tzodogim. Mamish, half of it would be fish. U'voyos v'shoifoy shtei kederis. They went then and poured it into two different pitchers, pots. Achas shochamin v'yachas shodogim. One was hot and one was with the fish. They made hot water, they made something good for the husbands. Hot water. They bring hot water in one bucket and the fish in the other bucket. And they bring it out to the husbands in the field that were working hard. With the hot water they would wash them. And they would rub them. They would give them to eat this fish. They would give them to drink. When it's kokokois lehen. And they would have tashmas, they would live together. Beitz v'sayim. And then, pashtetet, they became pregnant, and that's the way they were marva. Shenemar, im tishkubun beitz v'sayim. That's where they had tashmas over there. And bischar, tishkubun beitz v'sayim, for the reward that they had tashmas, they lived with the husband then, is zochul yisrael lebizas Mitzrayim. Kliyos was zochul for that, for all the bees, all the booty from Mitzrayim. But the Kriyas Yamsa, the Bezoichel, all the bees of the Mitzrayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kanshva Yoina Nechpa, Ba Kesef, Vi Avroiseh, Bi Yerakrik, Chorutz. Yeah. So this was a tremendous schar, that Azoi Pasha, they're thinking about why should we become pregnant now, we're working so hard, it's so hard in Mitzrayim, Adarab, but they had Vitocha, they knew Hashem would help us, and Vakert, the Noshim Tzikonius wanted B'davka to become pregnant. So the schar, they did this, they received reward. And the Kivan Shemesabra, as soon as they became pregnant, Boyus Labatayim, they went back home. The Kivan Shemegiyas Man Maladeyim, when it came the time to give birth, Hol Chois Vyogis Vasoda, they went out in the fields and gave birth in the fields. Tachas HaTapuach, under the apple tree. Shenema, the apostle says, Tachas HaTapuach Ereticha, under the apple tree Hashem was Moriz Rachman on us. Va'akadosh Baruch Hu Sholeach Mishmei Moroim Mi Shemenakir. Akadosh Baruch Hu sent down Malachim that was Menakir, cleaned the child, Umashpir Oison, and Mamish made him nice, put his bones into place. Kechaya Zu Shemafaferes Esavlad, like a regular midwife, like a nurse, takes care of the kid. That's the way the Malachim took care of the kids. Shenem, the Pesuk says, Amoratecha B'yom Yivoldes Oischa Yilekara Sharecha V'mayim Lerechatsa Mashoi. And what the Malachim brought, Shnei Agolim, two calves. Echad shel shemen v'echad shel dvash. Agolim is done with Agolim here. Chariots they brought. One was full of honey and one was full of oil. Shnei ma v'inekeil dvash misela v'shemen. Kivon Shemakirim Ba Mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim came and realized what happened, Boyim Lahargon, they wanted to go and kill the kids. V'nasam Lehem Nais, a tremendous Nais happened, V'nivloyim Bakaka. So when the Mitzrayim came, punk them, the ground swallowed them up. O Mavien Shivarim V'Charshim Agabon, and the Mitzrayim came to bring oxes to try and plow. Shinem Agabi Charash Charshim. But it's a male, they couldn't find him. After the Mitzrayim went away, Lamish, the kids grew up, came out of the ground, Lamish like the grass. When they grew up, they came back home, Lamish, flocks and flocks of kids came back home. Shenema batirbi batadagli batavoyni biyadi adayim atikri baodi adayim elabadre adorim. They came back mamish, flocks of kids together. That was all the nisim that happened by the Eden in Mitzrayim. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Aleph on a base. Again, on 10 lines down, what the Gemara said, the Bishchatz, Konius, Shaloysi Ador, there was Zechav and Nigelu. So what was that? The Konius, that used to bring the husband's food to eat, and Zokulhem ben Shvosayim. Yeshenemar, Im Tishkuvu and Ben Shvosayim. Then Bishchatz, Tishkuvu and Ben Shvosayim, Zokul Yisrael Abizaz Matroyim. Shenemar, Kan Fayoyin, Nechbo, Bekesav, Vyavroisim, Birak Rakhort. Now, Vechivon Shemesabrois, as soon as they became pregnant, is boyis levatayim. Then the wives used to go home. V'chivon shemegiyas man miladayim. When it came the time for them to give birth, hol chois v'yoldes pasada. Used to go outside in the field that the Mitzrayim should not kill the kids. Tachas atapuach. Under the apple tree, shenema tachas atapuach areticha. Hashem like brought us up from under the apple tree. V'akadosh baruch v'shleach mishmei mormi sent malachim down. Misha menakir or meshapir oison. They should clean the kids and straighten out, smoothen out the kids. Kichayit, like a nurse. Zu shemafaferes esavla, just like a regular chaya, smoothens out the bones of the kid. Shenamar apostel molaratecha b'yom hivoldu oischoch lekara serecha v'mayim lerechatzel mashoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took care of them, had them washed, and had them smoothen out. Or malaket lehem shnei goylem, he collected for them like two bundles, two baskets. Acha shel shemen v'acha shel golem, shel dvash, ragulim like cakes. One from Medav, one from honey, one from oil. Shenema v'nakeil dvash misela v'shemen. V'chivon shemakirim b'mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim realized that they're giving birth out in the fields, is boyin lahorgon, so the Mitzrayim came to kill the kids. V'nasim lehem nais, and nais happened, v'nivloyim mekarka, that the kids, the Jewish kids, were swallowed up in the ground. So what did the Mitzrayim do? O'meviyim shemorim v'choshim agabon. So the Mitzrayim came right away, like to plow over them, as if to make sure to kill them. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Al Gabai Chorshu Chorshim. On my back, they plowed. In other words, they plowed on the back of the Jewish children. But Liacha Sholchen, after the Mitzrayim went away, Hoyim Mavas Vitzvin V'yoytzin, they like the bursted up, came up, K'esav Asodam, like grass comes up from the ground. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Revolva Ketzamech Asodam Nesatich, that they grew up like the grass. V'chivon shemizgadlim, as soon as they grew up, is boyin adorim adorim lebateim. They came home, mamish and flocks. Bunches of kids came home. Shenem, the Pasuk says, v'atirbi v'atadragli v'atavoyu ba'adi adoyim. Is al tikri ba'adi adoyim, don't read it like this, but rather, v'adrei adorim. That they came back with a flock, a lot of children came back together. Okay, Shenigalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaYam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them on the Yamsuf, Hey Mikiru Tchila, these kids, they were the ones to be makah to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were the ones that saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu before. And Rashi says, Shirol Shechina Sekvar, they were the ones that already saw the Shechina, they were makah Hashem. Shenamar Pasuk says, Zeh Kelev Yanveyu, so Rashi, Zeh Min Shirei Sekvar, that I already saw you. So these kids, like already saw Hashem. So the power spoke to the Jewish nurses. Rabu Shmuel, Machloikis. Chadama one says, Isher Bita, it was a wife and a daughter. Vachadama Kala Bachamoisa, it was a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. Man, Diyam Isher Bita, one of us, it was a mother and a daughter. Yocheva to Miriam. It was Yocheva to mother, Miriam the daughter. was Yechevet's mother, Belisheva, was Aaron's wife, who was a daughter-in-law. Tanya commanded Misha Bita. Being Uriah, it was Yechevet and Miriam. The Tanya we learned. Shifra zu Yechevet. That was the mother Yechevet. For Loma Nikra Shma Shifra, how come her name was called Shifra? Shema Faferes Esavlad. That she used to smooth out the child. Tavracha Shepora means Shifra Shepora Varova Yisrael Biyameha. That the Jewish children multiplied in her times. Pua, what's the second name of Pua? Zu Miriam, that was Miriam. Falama Nikra Shmai Pua, Shoya Paya, she was like screaming, O Matthias of Vlad, and because of that, the Vlad came out. Tavaracha, Poya means Shoya Poya Ruach HaKodesh. She like spoke out with Ruach HaKodesh from Meris, and she said, Asidi Imi Shatelet Ben. Like Miriam was saying about her mother Yechevet, that she's going to give birth yet to a son, Shemashiach Yisrael. That's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, that's going to save Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, Vayoyme v'yaledchem es ivrius, that when they gave birth, is al avonim, it says, my avonim, what does it mean, the stones there? Omer avchonon simin godo mosalhem. It was a big simin, a big sign that was given over to them. Yeah. So Rashi says, "Shlo titlenu ho'ein v'tach bienu v'toym neifel ho'yizelochem hasim shaleida v'yot titlu v'avergu." Yeah. So what Zemur says, "Chsimin gadol moselhem," that what the Mitzrayim gave him a simin when they're going to give birth. So omalehem, they said that b'shoa shakaras leilid. When the mother is ready to give birth, Yakosem estananois, her thighs like get cold, kavonim like stones. V'istiyom and some take it a sieve. V'ered beis hayotze v'hinu oisa melocha al avonim. He went down to the beis hayotze where they formed the pottery, and they saw the man working there by the stones. Ma yotze is the person that makes the pottery. Ze yerach mikan, he has one side this way, v'yerach mikan another side the other way. V'sadin b'yemson, he has his sadin. That's the eighth av that he works on in the middle. Af isha, the same way a lady when she gives birth. Yerach mikan, one thigh is this way. V'yerach mikan, the other way. V'yavlad b'yemson, the vlad comes down the middle. And so they told that in ben uva miton oisai, that if it's a boy they give birth to, now you have to kill them. Omer v'chanina, simen godo moselhen. They gave him over simen also to know who's a boy, who's a girl. Ben, porn of lamata. Ben, a boy is born, his face is downwards. Ba'as penuy lamala. But a daughter, she's born with her face upwards. So Rashi says, they miskaderach tashmishoi. That the man has his face downwards, and the wife has his face upwards. Has her face upwards. Ba'atabatiren ha-miyadu says lakim. That the Mialdas had Yira, they were afraid of Hashem, Vulayosu Kashadibur Alayhem, and they did not do the way Paro told them. Zumara says, Lohen mi boy, it should have said, Vulayosu Kashadibur Alayhem. What's the Lashon Alayhem? Omer Rabbi Yosef of Chanina Malame, Shetovon Nadvar Aveira, that Paro first came to this Yechev Shifra, and Pua, and wanted to have Tashmish live with them. But Vulayne's boy, they didn't accept. In other words, Paro knew that it's not going to be so easy to get them to kill the children. So he figured if he would live with them first, and they'll come to like Paro, then they would want to do what Paro tells them to do. So the Paro tried to talk them into Tashmish, but they didn't give in. But the Chayenu Esa Yelodim, that they left the kids alive. Tona, it was learned like this. Loi daya, not only Shlohemisa Yoysom, they didn't kill them, Ela Shohoyo Maaspiko Islan Maimim Ozum, but rather Shifra Nechev Yapua gave them water and food. But Temanam Yadus Al Paroi. So the Mialdos answered back to Paro and said, "Kloy kanoshim, Mitzrayim ela choyf." It says choyus ainu. For the Gemara, my choyus. What does it mean? The choyus. Elaim, if you want to tell me choyus, mamish like nurses, like midwives. For the Gemara, also chaya milo etzricha chaya chriti la ludei. Even the midwife, when she herself gives birth, she needs another nurse there to help her out. So what's this terrace that the choyus ainu? Ela on ela amru. What they said back to Paro was. Umazu kichayanim shlo. Klayis was a moshul tichayis, a real animal. And when animals give birth, they don't need anybody to help them. They can give birth by themselves. So that's what they're telling Paro, that when we came, they already gave birth. We didn't see the child. Yehuda, the Pasuk says, Guraya Yehuda. Don Yehi, Don Anochash. Naphtali is Ayolish Lucha. Yisacha Chamoy Gorim. Yosef Bechor Shor. Binyamin Zev Yitroif. You see all the Shvatim, Adoimit animals. The Sinemar says, Dichsiv Beik Sivvei. These Shvatim that it says clearly the type of an animal it says. Even the Shvatim that doesn't have a name of an animal next to it, still there's a clause like a pasuk that says, Ma imcha leviya bein arayos ruvatsa. Like the mother.
And they said, like, what was the mother? She was lions. She crouched among lions. So you see, when the mother, like, the aim of Klai Yisrael is also called, like, levoyas. Like lions. Then the pasuk says, Vayiki yiram yaldas es lakim. That the Yaldas had their fear of Hashem. For Yaslem Botim, Hashem made houses for them. So it's a machoikis. Rabu Shmuel. Chadam Abotik Huna Olivia. For Chadam Abotim Alchus. What does that mean? Mandiyam Abotik Huna Olivia Aaron Omoisha. It was, her children were Aaron Omoisha. Mandiyam Abotim Alchus, they hold that David Namim Mimirim Kasi. That David Amelach also came out from Miriam. Tirsiba says in the postik, Vatomos Azuva Eshes Kolif. That Azuva died and she was the wife of Kolif. So Rashi says it doesn't really mean that she died, but she came like a Mitzvah. Then it says, V'yikach like Kolif es Ephros. It means that when Azuva got better again, so like Kolif like took her back, like took Ephros, which is again Miriam. And Vatelud lo yeschur, gave birth to Chur. She gave birth to Chur. And the Pasuk says, Uksiv, David ben Isha Frosi. So you see, David came out from Miriam. This man, the Yom holds that Azuva and Ephros was Miriam. Then the pasuk says, "V'kolav ben Chetzroin, hulad es Azuva." He gave like birth to Azuva, Isha, his wife, v'yesirios, and v'elav v'neho. These were his children, Yesher v'shoiva v'yardin. Now, yes, the kasha. It says, "V'kolav ben Chetzroin." Is it true that Kolav was the son of Chetzroin? For the Gemara ben Yefunahu, we know that it was always called Kolav ben Yefunah. So, Moradashins ben Shepino miyatas muraglim. It means he's the son that went away from the advice of the Meraglim. For the more of Yakati ben Kenazu, no, he wasn't ben Chetzron, he was the son of Kenaz. Tefsir, the Pasuk says, V'yokudo Asniel ben Kenaz, Achi Kolav. Asniel was his brother, and it's called ben Kenaz. Mashma's father was Kenaz. Omar Rav says, Chorgoy de Kenazu. He was like the stepson of Kenaz. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, I have a proof from this, Tefsir, the